right, ahead of the weekend, let's take a look at some entertainment suggestions to keep you busy. And we're going to start on podcast with some advice from our producer, Stefan Lombard.
Welcome to The Crown, the official podcast. I'm Edith Bowman, and I'm very excited to be back with a new season of the podcast and, of course, with the brand new season of the Netflix original series, The Crown. This show will follow the fourth season of The Crown episode by episode, taking you behind the scenes, speaking with many of the talented people involved, and diving deep into the stories.
I try to bring you a different podcast recommendation every week, but this time around I have to break my own rule. It's because I so love the podcast for Netflix's The Crown that I want to urge you again to listen and subscribe. This is the final season with the current cast, and the podcast makes sure that everyone has their say. But the conversations with those behind the scenes are the most valuable. Of course, costuming and set dressing is important in film. But to hear just how detailed and meticulous the team are is fascinating. When Diana and Camilla Parker Bowles have lunch, for instance, Diana's dress is just a little bit too big, denoting that she is a girl in a showdown with a woman. We might not notice these things, but we absorb them, just like we do body language. As this is the official podcast, you won't hear about the controversies around fact versus fiction or how appropriate it is to depict Diana's battle with bulimia. At the time of recording, there are 4 episodes available. And of course, Edith Bowman's voice is just marvelous.
I hope it's better than Gillian Anderson's voice as Margaret Thatcher in the series. Stefan, thank you so much for reminding us about The Crown. I haven't had a chance to listen yet, but I'm going to do so on the back of that recommendation. All right, next we're off to the movies, and our producer Rafiq Wahid has the rundown on what's opening on circuit this weekend.
Directed by René van Rooyen, Tourbos is officially this year's South African entry for the Best International Feature Film Award at the 2021 Academy Awards.
Lek agteruit, dit.
Lek altijd slechter van buiten af.
Van binnen.
Het is om wakker te wezen in een droom.
Ravina, ik heb gekomen om te vragen of je met mij zou trouwen. Je moet uit die boosheid komen. Ik kan veel beter leven schijnen.
The film is an adaptation of Daylene Mathias' 2003 best-selling novel of the same name, telling the story about a historical event in South Africa which affected the last forest inhabitants of the Knysna Forest in the 1930s. The film delves into the story of the intimate relationship of an initiated forest woman and the heart of the forest and how it becomes an obstacle in her experience of the man she loves.
Bless Carolina on her passage to marriage and make her a good wife for her husband. Amen.
Ons is nie bos mense. Ek het lank en hard gewerk om daai wêreld van my af te skud.
Tourbos stars Ilani Dekker in the lead alongside Stian Smith.
There's been an alliance between England and Germany for many years.
What sort of Englishman would accept a post teaching Herr Hitler's League of German Girls?
Another historical film to watch at the Bioscope is the British war drama 6 Minutes to Midnight.
They are the daughters of the Nazi High Command. As soon as there's movement, we'll take the school.
England can be an unforgiving place if you happen to be German.
Set in the European summer of 1939, influential families in Nazi Germany send their daughters to a finishing school in an English seaside town to learn the language and how to be faithful members of Hitler's League of German Girls. Under the watchful eye of their headmistress, the girls practice their English and learn how to represent the ideal of German womanhood. But when the body of a former teacher is discovered, it triggers a sequence of deadly events where the girls and the headmistress discover a world where loyalty is more important than truth.
It can often be hard to tell who someone really is, who is good and who is bad.
The movie is directed by Andy Goddard and stars Dame Judi Dench and Eddie Izzard.
Am I a burden? What?
Another movie option is the gripping thriller Run. The film centers on the relationship between a mother and a wheelchair-bound homeschooled teenage daughter who has been raised in total isolation since birth, controlling every move she makes.
Hey, what is going on?
You do everything for me. It's not fair.
I'm your mom. It's my job to take care of you when you need me. And you need me.
However, the girl starts to uncover secrets in their unnatural relationship and realizes that when her mum gets too close, her only option is to escape.
I know that I've scared you, but I will spend every minute of our lives making sure you never feel that way again. I'm your mom.
The film stars Sarah Paulson and Kiara Allen and carries an age restriction of PG-13. Remember, if you're heading to the movie house this weekend, you'll need to book your ticket online, wear a mask at all times, and practice social distancing.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now we look to the small screen, and once again, Craig Falk is with us on the line from Joburg, the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, to run us through what's coming up in the week ahead. Craig, always great to have you with us. Welcome.
Hey, Pippa, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Let's start on the terrestrial channels, and Captain Kirk is back.
Yeah, The Unexplained with William Shatner, season 2 starting tonight on History Channel. That's DSTV 186 at 8:15. Everyone knows him as Captain James Kirk, but he's actually, I've spoken to him twice now, and every time I've come away feeling this man has so much intelligence. He is genius when it comes to remembering stuff. He reads like a fish. And he's going in, he's exploring basically anything and everything that we've always wondered. They're going to look for the rumored treasure on Oak Island. History Channel actually has an entire show about Oak Island. He's looking at what ancient Egyptians sounded like, because they've reprinted a Egyptian priest's voice box that they found in like a burial tomb. And you never stop learning with the show, and that's the really nice thing. They explore everything and anything that doesn't have an explanation.
Okay, so that is History Channel, which is number 186, and it starts tonight at 8:15 if you'd like to check out The Unexplained with William Shatner. Craig, the one I'm really looking forward to is a series you are just raving about that starts on Mnet next week.
Yeah, it's called The Comey Rule. It's a biographical drama series that's starting on Tuesday the 24th on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 9:30 in the evening. Originally, it's two parts in America, but they're feature length, so they've been split into four episodes here. It tells the true story of FBI Director James Comey, and he was the guy who basically investigated Hillary Clinton for her email breach and alleged links to Russia before the 2016 presidential election. We're going to see how he was put in that situation, why the FBI and James made the decisions, like letting Congress know what they were doing and how they knew it was going to be leaked and all that sort of jazz. But what's important is it investigates Donald Trump, and it reveals how he manipulated people, how he used and abused and threw people like James Comey away like a piece of trash. You know, it shows what a psychological monster is in the build-up to the 2016 election, straight afterwards. You know, he's a monster, and we're actually seeing that. Jeff Daniels is brilliant as James Comey. I mean, I said it when he was in the newsroom. He has this believability and honesty about him, so you know that he's actually telling the truth for the real James Comey. But the real star is Brendan Gleeson. I mean, we know him from, he was in Braveheart as a big gruff Scott, and we know him from Mr. Mercedes and in Ruth. And, you know, the only way he would agree to play Donald Trump is if he was completely excused from any interviews. He didn't do press photos, literally nothing. Like, when they started airing this in September in the US, he was locked away in Ireland. He is so good as Donald Trump. I swear when I had my eyes closed, they had the real Donald Trump actually doing it, because he is spot on. The mannerisms, the way he speaks, it is flawless it's just a drama on its own. But the fact that it's a biographical drama, it's actually something you should watch, especially knowing what happened with the elections lately in America, like Donald Trump still not conceding and denying that he's lost, yeah.
Okay, so that's Tuesday evening at 9:30. It's called The Comey Rule. I love Brendan Gleeson. In Bruges, I thought was such an... that performance was so underrated. So I'm definitely going to look out for The Comey Rule on Tuesday evening. Four episodes airing weekly on Tuesday evenings at 9:30. For those who want something entirely less cerebral and lighter-hearted, what's Don't Tell the Bride all about, Craig?
Yeah, okay, so season 12 is starting on Thursday, the 26th of November on SABC3. That's DSTV 193 at 7:30 in the evening. It's gloriously trashy. So grooms are given 270,000 rand to create their dream weddings for their brides. The brides don't see anything, not even their dresses. It's all a big surprise. You know, this proves that grooms should never be left alone to actually decide anything, not even a serviette color, because in the 12 seasons, only one groom has actually come right and given his future wife a dream wedding. I mean, there's one guy this season who literally hires a muddy pig farm and thinks that it's good for a laugh, and his bride doesn't want to talk to him. She barely looks at him throughout the whole episode.
Okay, so that's Thursday on SABC 3 at 7:30. Speaking of SABC 3, somebody's asking on the WhatsApp line whether the South Africa versus England cricket series is going to be aired on SABC 3. Craig, do you have any inkling, or do you want to do some research and tell us next week?
They haven't put it on the schedule yet, but with SABC and Sport, unfortunately, they let you know like 2 days before.
Okay,
so you'll have to watch the social media.
Okay, I think the series starts next Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll keep an eye out and give you some feedback next week if we have anything to feedback on. One last thing to mention before we leave the terrestrial shows: there is a new documentary series about Oscar Pistorius, which has just gone live on ESPN last night, and it's there if you want to watch it. Craig, look, I tried to watch it. I made it through the first 15-20 minutes, and I just gave up. It's really just the last thing I feel like watching at this time of year. I find the timing of this release very, very strange. And to me, watching it, I just didn't feel like it was telling me anything new or doing anything other than just rehashing an old, very sad story in a not particularly interesting way. There was nothing there that made me want to watch it further, so I left it behind. But that was me. Have you had a look at it?
I have. Look, it's not a pet project. A lot of people will be saying that it's a pet project sponsored by the family to convince anyone that we don't already know is wrong. It's made by BAFTA winner Daniel Gordon, who made the Hillsborough soccer tragedy, and Academy Award winner John Batsek, who did the Searching for Sugar Man docu.
Yep,
so it's not done by a bunch of amateurs. It's done properly, and according to them, it's been in production for years. So look, Oscar is a very polarizing topic. You're either on his side of the fence, where you love him or you loathe him. It's that simple, unfortunately. It is an odd time to release this docu, but there is obviously a reason for it that ESPN will have. But you know, it's 2020. This is a very, very strange year.
That it is. Okay, so if you do want to watch it, it's on consecutive Thursdays on Channel 218 ESPN, and it's there is a repeat on Sundays at 8 p.m. So the first episode aired last night. If you missed it, you can catch up on Sunday at 8 p.m. And I believe it's also going to be available on the catch up platform as well. Okay, let's quickly look at the streaming services very quickly. Your pick of the week on Showmax, Craig?
I'm going to highlight Inconceivable. It's just finishing its run on Mnet. Season one drama. It's a really gripping series. You can now binge it on Showmax. One of the best productions of the year, and it tells this very complex story. There's a difficult decision. I mean, stealing somebody else's baby when your newborn dies is not something that you do just on the spur of the moment. We're really holding things for a second season because it really was a good one. Where they'll go in a second season is a whole other story. But I really enjoyed it. I think everyone should watch it as well because it's local.
Okay, so that's Inconceivable on Showmax. And in 20 seconds, Craig, the pick of the week on Netflix, please.
Dance Dreams, Hot Chocolate Nutcracker. It's a docu-series from Shonda Rhimes. It's her first big Netflix thing, and it's following Dance Mom. It's like Dance Moms meets the Christmas pantomime specials. From Debbie Allen is adding finishing touches to her ballet production of the Hot Chocolate Nutcracker. Really fun.
Okay, and before anybody asks, no, we don't yet know when the new series of Grey's Anatomy is going to start. We will let you know as soon as that information crosses our desk, I promise. Craig, always great to have you with us. Thanks as always, and we'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
Craig Falk, Deputy Editor at TV Plus Magazine.